Beyond Athletic, episode 49.
When we're talking about scripting, I think it's that we're all scripted in one way or another. We're all being scripted by our environment.
You might be smarter, your daddy might own the company, but you will not outwork me.
This one right here is for the people.
I'm your host, Ryan J. Owens, current pro athlete, entrepreneur, and former USA national team volleyball player. I will not be defined by my athleticism alone, but I've learned how to leverage it to stay passionate about it and prepare for life. That's why the Beyond Athletic podcast was born. I'll bring you case studies of current and former elite athletes making it happen in life, as well as tips and lessons from top sources in sports, nutrition, fitness, entrepreneurship, and more. I'm here to tell you that you are beyond athletic.
Hey everyone, welcome back to part two of a discussion I was having with Marco Sotero, a CrossFit coach who is currently back in Sweden. This part of the episode is where we left off in the last one. So if you didn't hear that one, backtrack. beyondathletic.com/47 is the number of that episode. Or you can just type in Marcos into the search bar in beyondathletic.com. But today's part is about scripting. And we get into basically how your environment is coloring part of your life, whether you know it or not. And that the people around you, the situations, things that are going on with media, et cetera, what you consume daily, you know, books, news on Facebook, news in, you know, websites, whatever it is, these people that you come in contact with every single day, things like that, whether you're training with them, working with them, studying with them, and how they can help shape your ideas, your values, your actions, and how to just be present in moments and understand what's going on and learn how to better choose what direction you want to go in. So I hope you enjoy this episode. If you do, as always, make sure you share it out with friends, tweet it, Facebook it, email it, doesn't matter. And if you do like these shows, leave a review on iTunes or on the website. Thanks so much and enjoy the show.
I think a lot of people still face similarities. Maybe they didn't play team sports or anything like that, but I think that everyone's searching for some kind of support, some kind of routine, whether that's through themselves or through a collection of people. But so that I think that would be the main transfer or carryover similarity, if you will, that I see between combat veterans and coming back and that loss of routine, and then, you know, athletes, whether they're on a team and they're looking for some kind of, you know, mental game plan or something of that nature to help them kind of through either transitioning out or where they're at that time. So.
And I mean, that kind of brings us to what I wanted to talk about, because I am thinking about what I could do to give athletes a little more than they're used to having, and especially from just mix it up from just hearing me. I want to talk about the top five this or that that I've learned. I think that our conversations are so good if people hear them. And I know that we have written down some things we want to talk about, scripting, ownership, fixed mindset versus a fluid mindset, and some other things. What ideas and what, if we're going to just define what is scripting? And we'll take it from there. We'll just jump into it.
Right. The way, when we're talking about scripting, I think it's that we're all scripted in one way or another. We're all being scripted by our environment, whether that's family, friends, media, whatever it is. You know, somebody else's reality, somebody else who is scripted from somebody else, or a collection of people and sources. They impart, impress their reality and their how they reason what they think is realistic or not realistic, what they think is possible, what they've achieved in their lives, what they haven't. They impart that onto you, whether that's consciously or subconsciously. And it's not that your family doesn't want you to succeed or your friends don't want you to succeed. That's not always the case. But subconsciously, they're reasoning from their own experiences. So they're saying, this is what I've done. This is what I've seen to be true. This is what I've heard. The people that I've talked to, the movies that I've watched, the documentaries I've watched, any kind of medium. Everything that I've learned up until this point, experienced up until this point, this is what I know to be true, and this is my recommendation to you. And then you take that and you file it away. Some people will say, okay, well, that they push past that and they continue on with their goal. And other people, I think it's a little bit more insidious, where it kind of floats under the radar. And they always say, you're the average of the five people that you know, and you probably heard that before. It's often
said it on the show before, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, and some people say, well, no, I can control that. And it's like, a lot of this stuff is kind of under the radar, where you don't even notice it. And pretty soon, 5 years later, 10 years later, or however you approach the game, however you approach business, you start seeing that manifest itself in how you see opportunity or don't see opportunity. Do you see opportunity as a bus that just comes, that continues to come by, and no matter what happens to you, if there's an opportunity, an underlying opportunity in whatever it is, or do you see it as, oh man, that was my one shot? Are you always looking for that knockout blow? And if you didn't get that, then, on to the next thing, and I'm just going to quit here, and it's like, everybody gets kind of the mindset, where they're coming from their experiences, obviously, but also from those people that they look to as mentors, friends, in media, because that can also be obviously a source of mentorship, and they use that to kind of create their reality. And it's like pausing. And this is why meditation is so crucial. And it doesn't have to be where you sit down and focus on breath or whatever. It could be running, or it could be a different medium. It could just be sitting still for a second or walking, because it kind of helps you calm that inner voice, that inner monologue that's going on. That's a mixture of everything that you've experienced in your life and that everybody that you know has experienced and imparted on you up until that point. So it's like, how can we calm that down? How can we, filter that and see what is truth for ourselves, right? And I think a lot of that is just through Socratic method, where if you have an idea and you say, well, this is what I believe at this point, right? I believe that pursuing X is the most reasonable course of action. Well, why is that? Because I believe X. And why do I believe that? Because, and you just continue to reduce and reduce and reduce. And you see some of the highest performers continue to follow this kind of trail, whether that's Tim Ferriss, Elon Musk, Warren Buffett, or whoever else. There's many high performers that go through this method. It's like, if I feel your initial reaction is never, I think it needs to be reasoned. Obviously, if you're about to get hit by a car, you need to react, right? Your perception of that is the action, and then your reaction, and you jump, or you don't jump and you get hit by the car, right? But I think most of us, like most of our decisions through that we face each and every day, we have the perception, or we have the action, and then our perception of what that action is, or whatever happened to us, our interpretation of what that was. And then and then in actuality, if we move past that, there's the actual, like, what really happened in this instance. Somebody bumped me on the street. Guy walks into me. I'm like, for the next 20 minutes, 30 minutes, hour, day, 24 hours, 48 hours, I'm saying, how could they do that? Did they not see me? Did they not do that? I mean, that person's fighting a whole other battle in their own lives. But in reality, if I reduce it down, all that happened was a guy bumped me. But because, I'm a human being and I have this crazy, like, monkey mind, I'm going to say, well, they did it because they don't like me because I have black hair. They don't, they didn't like the color of my shoes. They didn't like this. They don't like that. And then that's going to, send me off into another whole, internal monologue of why it is that this happened. And really, all it was somebody bumped me, and that's it. And yeah. I can move on, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. I think about right now a few things that you were talking about, and I definitely want to bring it back and really oversimplify what scripting is and the roles of that and how you can make goals from, you know, obviously if you're surrounding yourself with the right people that are aligned with what you're trying to achieve, whatever that may be, then of course you're going to set yourself. Because if you think of scripting as a movie and there's the supporting actors, then okay, you want to cast your movie as best as you possibly can. So it's not some crappy B film, right? But if we go back to the meditation part where you were talking about, meditation doesn't have to be just sitting there and focusing on your breath. It could be while you're walking, while you're eating, while you're doing anything. Meditation is more about how you can be present. And I think that, you know, media and everybody just complicate so many things, and meditation has gotten this stigma of, you know, the Buddhist monk or something sitting on a mountain or a cliff and meditating for 5,000 hours and whatever. When really all it is like you said, if you can be present, if you can practice being present while you're eating, while you're walking, while you're training, like we were in the gym the other day, and I know that you were helping me line up for my back squat, and it's like, okay, instead of giving me, you gave me a lot of things, but each time it was like, okay, step by step. First thing, okay, you did it. Second thing, third thing, fourth thing, okay, boom, now run through it again. And so if you kind of go through repetitive tasks where you think of, you break it down into key actions, you can be more present. And I think that's a really good takeaway from what we're talking about for athletes, because like last night, I had a great conversation with Janae Vanderpook, one of my outside hitters from Northern Arizona. And she's in Sweden right now, and she's just like, my self-talk, like my inner monologue is horrible right now because I have so much free time and I have so much more time to think during training, outside of training, because I don't have school. And I'm just in my own head rattling off all these things. And like you were talking about, it's like the person that bumps into you. Do you hold on to those things, or do you just see it for what it is, process it, and move on? And I think that if we bring it back to scripting and we want to tell people like, okay, if you're looking at scripting like this, what if we were to give layman's terms, because we have definitely a lot of listeners from all over the world, how should they look at scripting as something that they can control in their, they accept and control in their lives day to day as athletes?
I would say, what is your overall goal? Examine what your habits are. And then ask yourself, do the things that are the things that associate my daily habits, do they match up with what my overall goals are? Do my habits match my goals? Mm-hmm. Everybody has habits, I mean, whether they're on purpose or not. So I think that's the biggest thing. You know, a lot of people, like if we're talking in athletic terms, a lot of people say they're serious about their sport, right?
Yeah.
But then when you ask them a little bit more, they're serious about scoring a point. They're serious about thinking about achieving the top prize, whatever that is, in their sport, right? Things that are, again, outside of their control, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's probably the biggest thing is focus on what is your goal, right? And then backtrack from there. Ask yourself, what are your habits? Yeah. And do those habits. And then reduce that. You know, do these habits actually, does staying up till 6 in the morning, watching cartoons or whatever it is, does that help me, you know, reach this goal? Does that reinforce? Does that help me kind of, does that help my technique? Does that help my ability to focus and practice, be more present? Right?
I think that's a good one to transition also into ownership. Mm-hmm. Because I know that's one of the things we wanted to talk about. And I mean, that's just one more way to look at it. But the main takeaway from this, what I'm getting, and I love that we're talking about this, because it is so important that we realize that we really are in control. Like all of the scripting and all of this is really just about like what is in your control and what is out of your control. And how can you set yourself up for being more in control of you? Like if you, for instance, have a bunch of people in your life that you associate with a ton that are doing all these things that aren't in line with what you want to do, it's definitely going to be harder for you to keep yourself just in line because you have all these examples constantly bombarding you from all different sides, whether they're contacting you or you see it happening and you care or whatever it is, that are going to shift you off your focus off of your goals and really break your habits. Like we were just talking right before this, right, about my habits and why, for instance, last night I couldn't sleep. Mm-hmm. And what am I doing to get, like, what's my main focus, and how do I say, okay, if this is my focus, my goal, how do I align my habits with that in order to achieve that? So,
hey there. So I hope you enjoyed that episode with Marcos, the second part of our conversation. And up next is our third and final portion of that particular conversation, where we ended on ownership. And this is something I think you're really going to enjoy. You heard a little bit of a sneak preview of that right there at the end. So stay tuned. Hopefully I'll be dropping that next week. And up this weekend, we actually have a new episode with another case study. So be more.
This concludes our Chicago show. Please stay tuned.